beginnings, and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Have you seen that girl in the corner? I'd like to take her out of her chains. Cause if I had my way to get baby.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, November 20th, 2024 edition. You're Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by MyPillow Christmas Sale. MyPillow.com is the website. Vicki and I enjoy the products every single day, every single night. We love the products. We love the sheets. We love the towels. We love the pillows. We love everything. Go to MyPillow.com. Shop away. Put all the items in your basket for everybody on your Christmas list. Everybody you know that you have to buy gifts for. Put it in the cart. Go to checkout. See how much it's going to cost retail. Then put in the promo code Trucker Randy. One word, no space. Trucker Randy, hit apply. Had a couple of listeners do some early Christmas shopping this past week. One saved $275 on her order. She calculated it out. It averaged about 60% discount. Plus, they got free shipping. Another one texted me. They saved almost $400. Their discount came in at about 65%. Depending on the items you choose, 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off some of the items there on the MyPillow.com website. So if you want to do your Christmas shopping early in the comfort of your own home, if you're on fixed income, maybe on Social Security or whatever, December 1st coming, those checks coming, you can be prepared to shop online, get your Social Security check, save a ton of money, get some great products for your friends, family, neighbors, anybody you want to buy something for, pastor of your church, whoever, and shop away. And because of our relationship with MyPillow and Mike Lindell, greatly passing on the savings directly to you guys. These promo codes are meant to save you money because he's not having to deal with the big box stores that basically jack up his products 70, 80% in not dealing with them, dealing with you directly. You're able to get the savings. He'd rather give you the savings for listening to this show, being informed, engaged. He'd rather you have the savings instead of the profits going to these big box stores. So greatly appreciate the relationship, passing the savings on to you guys. Now, one of the things that we're looking at is the analysis of this election. We already talked about how much money the Democrats spent, wasted basically, losing the House majority. Most of it based on the coattails of Donald Trump. The timing couldn't have been better for the Republicans to take back the majority in Lansing. I know Vicky benefited from it here in Antrim County in winning her election against the writing campaign by Cheryl Guy and the Democrats. But basically, what does that mean for 2026? And Ian Murphy brought it up. A lot of people not happy. A lot of people not happy with the candidates that we had in this race for U.S. Senate, getting Mike Rogers basically shoved down our throats. Well, you need to back the bus up a little farther and look at the midterm elections of 2022. Tudor Dixon ultimately ended up winning the nomination, but then she was abandoned in the general election going up against Gretchen Whitmer. She wasn't the right candidate. When you had Proposal 3 on the ballot that put it in our state constitution, anything goes abortion, Tudor Dixon, 100% pro-life, no exceptions. No exceptions. Not in the event of rape, incest, or the life of the mother. Well, I stand with her on that platform. Again, rape or incest, what did the baby do? What crime did the baby do? Answer, nothing. So why punish the baby, kill the baby for the sins of the father? And the life of the mother argument basically doesn't exist anymore. Oh, there's rare cases. I know everybody tells me about these complications during pregnancies. I get it. But with the medical technologies advancements that we have, very, very rare that a pregnancy puts the life of the mother at risk. But doesn't matter now. It's over. Stop talking about abortion. In the state of Michigan, it's irrelevant. It's a moot point. Why? Because it's in our Constitution. Very, very difficult to change a constitutional amendment. Not going to happen. So, like gay marriage, it's time to move on. Basically, the Republican Party has two issues remaining in their platform. Second Amendment, protect Second Amendment rights, and fiscal responsibility. And that's the focus that we need to talk about. When we start vetting these candidates and we start talking with these candidates, we need a candidate with the money and the platform to fix the state of Michigan. Now, I did a rant. Oh, let's see, just over a week ago, November 12th, I did a rant in the last half hour of that show that day. If you haven't heard it yet, go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, go down to November 12th, hour 3, segment 2. It was my rant about just some of the things that need to be done to fix the state of Michigan for the next governor to run on as the Republican candidate. Well, you have to understand something. This is a process. We are going to be very methodical about dealing with these candidates who they are going to be finally deciding to get into the race and run. We have to vet these people from the beginning. And I've talked it over. I've brainstormed this. I've thought about this. I've prayed on this. We're going to do it on the radio. We are going to dedicate perhaps an hour or two of this show to each one of these candidates. They're going to come on the show, and they're going to answer the questions. Then we're going to take some polling from you guys. We're going to rank these candidates as a percentage of support. We have an individual coming on. He's a grassroots candidate. He's going to be asking for donations from us, we the people. Not going to commit a huge dollar amount into the campaign to get it started. But he stands on really good, strong issues, points that need to be made while they run for governor. Well, what's your percentage of support of this person? Is it 50%, 60%, 20%, 90%? We're going to get a response from you guys, and we're going to keep track of this. My first question out of the box, how much money are you putting into your campaign of your own money to start with? Why is that important? To get your name recognition out there, to get your name out there, to get your message out there for the people to know who you are and what you stand for, you got to open your account with $1 million. Sorry, you don't have $1 million. You don't have a super PAC willing to commit that much money to it. Well, sorry, I'm not going to really be interested in talking to you and vetting you on the show. I know that's cruel. I know a lot of you are going to be disappointed. Well, I really like this guy. He's got a great website. He's got a great platform. He's got all the issues that you were talking about. But if he doesn't have the money to get the message out, he's going to lose. And I'm done losing. We're going to be a lot smarter about this heading into 2026, especially for the governor's race. Not going to be so much concerned about the state Senate, even though all the state senators will be on the ballot with the governor candidates. And state representatives, of course, will be on the ballot as well. They're on the ballot every 2 years. State senators every 4 years. They run with the governors. The midterm elections is a very low turnout compared to the presidential election. This upcoming election, folks, 2026, we got to change that. We got to put forward the same get out the vote effort that we did on November 5th, just 15 days ago. We have got to do it again. You see why? Because this process requires turnout. The Republicans got their turnout. They got their success. Donald Trump won Michigan, won the national popular vote, got 312 in the Electoral College to 226. Absolutely. Absolutely. Had an effect on the Republicans taking back the majority in the House. Trump, Vance, will not be on the ticket in 2026. But we need the same turnout. So what is it going to be? What race will it be that will get out the vote, just like we just did? Governor's race. Governor's race to take back the governorship starting January 2027. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the Gun Doctor Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. What can you do to be part of this team, to be part of this effort, participate in this show over the next year, 2025? Well, first of all, you're going to have to save, plan on spending at least about $500 for next year. Spread out through the year. Different events. Different things that you are going to have to do. I'm going to ask you to do this right now. Plan for it. Budget for it. Set aside $500. Call this your Patriot Fund for 2025. What's the first thing you're going to do? Find out about your local county party. All of the dues applications for membership for next year start in January. Depending on your county, $25, $30, $50 a year. Individuals, entire families, every county is set up different. Everybody's independent. They have their own autonomy. They do things differently. One county Republican Party that's doing a great job is the Presque County Republican Committee. They have a meeting tomorrow night at the Lighthouse Restaurant in downtown Rogers City at 6 p.m. They're going to have applications for membership to become a member of the Presque County Republican Party. If you live in Presque County, if you live in Sheboygan, the surrounding neighbors, you can come and join their party as well. They did a great job in getting their Republican countywide offices elected. County commissioners, the county sheriff, they have a new clerk, Darren Darga. It's going to be tomorrow night, Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Lighthouse Restaurant. They already have a flyer for a PAC that has helped contribute to a lot of their efforts. Save Our Guns. They have an annual dinner that they're putting on in April. $50 a ticket. So it's going to cost you $50, whatever their fees are to be a member. And on April 4th, 2025, at the Alpena Events Complex, the Aplex they refer to, they are going to be renting out the Interlude Ballroom. They're going to have a great lineup of speakers, great food, drinks, appetizers, live auction, silent auction, door prizes, cash bar, live entertainment, live auction. $50. Proceeds, profits are going to go to Save Our Guns PAC. Save Our Guns is a Second Amendment strong constitutional group. Well, they've aligned themselves with the Presque Isle County Republicans, and they're going to have their event on April 4th, 2025. Put it on your calendar. So there's roughly possibly $100 right there. Join the Presque Isle County Republican Party. Go to this dinner on April 4th. I'm going to have to check my calendar. I'm planning and I'm hoping to be able to attend that event. One of the things you have to understand is this is a non-election year, folks. This is time for building up the war chest. As we head into 2026, we get into the midterm election, we get into this governor's race. Because it's our mission on this show to vet the candidates running for governor. If they want us to vote for them, they're going to have to earn it. It's not just going to be a campaign from 30,000 feet. It's not going to be a multimillionaire running TV ads and putting mailers in our mailbox. They're going to have to be vetted. They're going to have to stand and answer the questions. And it's going to be my mission to be a part of that. On this show and any public event that these people show up at where I'm at, I'm going to be asking them tough questions. The state of Michigan is broken. After we get through this governorship of Gretchen Whitmer, the Republicans must elect a good Republican governor candidate. They've got to take back the Senate majority in 2026 with that new Republican governor. We already got the House at 58-52. That's a pretty good margin, but not good enough. Takes 56 votes to pass anything in the House. You always have a couple weak, moderate rhino Republicans. They're going to want to pass on certain bills because of their districts. We need to grow that majority in the House. I would love to see 63 Republicans in the House and 26 Republicans in the state Senate. Those are the numbers we had back in 2010 when we started working on passing right to work in 2012. This time, it's going on the ballot. We are going to amend our state constitution. Right to work will be a constitutional amendment in 2026. That's it for hour number two. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain.